Senior story, now is the time. Chapter 12, The Evaluation. Josh waited nervously in the lobby outside Theater 7. He stared at his bracelet and his thoughts drifted back to the day he received it. That was 10 years ago. Today, he turned 18. How many images are stored in my timepiece? Will I feel embarrassed? What will the evaluator say to me? The heavy wooden doors creaked open.
Joshua Edward Thompson,
the voice, the same voice from 10 years ago, called him to enter. The theater was dark. He stood alone, facing the enormous screen.
Welcome to your day of evaluation,
echoed the voice from behind him. Turning, Josh squinted at the brilliance. The man was dressed entirely in white. White suit coat and pants, white shirt and tie, white shoes. His crystal blue eyes were like tiny deep oceans reflecting light. He removed the bracelet from Josh's wrist and placed it on his own. The screen lit up with his name, Joshua Edward Thompson. Josh felt the beads of sweat forming on his forehead as the evaluator led him to their seats. Images began to play. Josh reading storybooks to Lily when she was 4. Running to Zach's to check on Seymour. Shoveling mud from Mrs. Erickson's basement after the flood. Playing hide-and-seek with Lily and Skinny. Sitting by his friend Ethan after he lost his dad to cancer. Crying at his great-grandma's funeral. Horseback riding with Rudy. So many images. As each passed across the screen, the evaluator and Josh laughed and cried together as they both relived all the emotions of each moment. When the last image faded, an empty bar appeared in the center of the screen. The evaluator removed the gold timepiece from the bracelet and placed it in his right hand, enclosing it inside his fist. A red marker began its upward journey inside the bar. Higher and higher it climbed, passing the halfway mark. Josh watched in amazement. As the marker continued its upward motion, he felt an immense sense of deep joy well up from somewhere in the depths of his being. He thought he would explode. The marker stopped just slightly below the top. Josh burst into tears and laughter. The evaluator embraced him and spoke.
Well done, Josh. You have learned well the lessons that the great creator, the giver of the gift of time, wanted you to learn. Your deep joy is your reward. When the chosen number of days are completed here in this world, you won't stand before me. You will stand before God Himself and give a final account of your life. On that day, you will receive a treasure beyond imagination. So remember, now is always the time to make the most of your opportunities every day.